Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
The greatest invention of all was beer.
Once thought of as a down-to-earth drink, these days beer has gotten fancy. The small brewers making what's known as craft beer.
It's beer! Craft beer!
I'm now proud to call myself a beer nerd.
Beer. Sparkling. Golden. Pure.
Well, God created beer. That's why I'm sitting here. Sitting in a junction bar, I'm too drunk to drive my car.
Episode 10 of the Louisville Beer Podcast. I am your host still, which I don't believe I haven't gotten fired yet. My co-host tonight, Mr. John King.
Hey.
And our off-color commentator, Mr. Scott Likens.
What's up?
Taint. Oh, wow.
Hey, I'm just trying to, I'm trying to give the people what they want, man. A taintless
everyone wants
podcast,
taint,
but I doubt you're really going to get that.
Well. Let's see. We'll see how far we can get. We've already blown it this point.
Blow this.
Yeah.
Well, we just lost half of our listeners already. Right. They just shut it off.
We'll try again next
time. For the other half of the listeners, tonight we've got Andrew Demery on tonight. He is the brewmaster at BBC St. Matthews.
Yep.
How long have you been brewmaster there?
I guess recently. I guess about 8 months now.
Yeah.
I came down from Sun King to take that position down there.
Right.
So far, hasn't been awful at all.
That's good.
Position did you take, actually?
I tried to take a lot of positions. You know, I really thought about positions I was going to be taking.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I wanted to make sure that a lot of people could see me, like, tapping the kegs. I really like it when they see me tap that. But, you know, just all around all positions.
Yeah. Dig it.
Yeah.
So you were at Sun King for just a short spell, right?
Yep.
Was it a year, I guess? Or
It was probably about, 7 months.
Yeah.
Went BBC, Sun King, and then they hired me back to replace
Jeremy.
Yeah.
So you were assistant brewmaster for Jeremy Hunt.
Who is now
he's at Deep Ellum.
Deep Ellum. Houston. Yeah. I think actually it's Dallas.
Oh, is it Dallas? Dallas. Houston.
Somewhere down
Texas.
There.
Texas. It's all the same. Huge Everything's state. Big down there. I bet Jeremy got bigger, right?
I heard his head got a lot bigger.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
It was amazing.
Speaking of big. What are your stats, man?
Have you ever been Paul Bunyan for Halloween?
Paul Bunyan? No. I've always wondered about the blue ox's asshole. Like, I wonder what color that thing would be. Like atomic orange.
Wow.
I mean, Sorry, but I've never been Paul Bunyan. Really.
Worth just ask him what his stats are.
Of course I did. That's
do you want us to leave? Do you want us to leave and let you be alone?
Have you ever seen a 16-ounce Red Bull can?
Did Worth just say ASL?
Question mark.
Well, since you asked.
How tall are you, though?
I'm 6'8". My waist is about 38 inches.
Yeah, okay.
My inseam... Is my chest? I'm not really sure.
John Wirt's getting his tape measure right now as we speak.
What? That's not a tape measure.
I'd say like about probably like 2.5 Big Macs. But
the Big Macs are never what they appear on the photographs.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
Usually a little squat.
Well, I mean, sometimes.
Kind of like Scotty's online dating profile.
Is what, two Big Macs?
No, not what it appears to be.
Right. It's pictures from the
it's
early
90s. It's John King. Yeah.
No, it is not. Oh, well.
Wow.
Do any events coming up that we need to talk about?
Nope.
I don't know.
There's one down in December we know about.
December 7th, D-Day. December 7th. Is that D-Day? Yeah.
A day that will live in infamy, the Value Market Beer Fest.
Yes. It's going to be a big one.
It is.
It seems to be bigger every year.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you took Extends for a while. Probably that's what the end result would be over a year's time. It would get bigger.
Or you're like, you can have heart problems, too.
Or?
Yeah.
You know. But
I had my fingers crossed that this would be a really good podcast. We went downhill in the first 10 minutes.
Right. We're not even 4 minutes in, and it's like nosedive.
Bob and Tom would shake their head in the first 10 minutes. What the hell is this crap?
What are they doing over there in Louisville?
It's a warm-up.
But no, the Value Market Beer Fest, I don't have the specs on it, but I think last time there was a $35 pay and drink all you want, mm-hmm. or I think it's a ticketed event. So
it gets packed in that little hallway thing.
And I think it's the Boo Fest or whatever, whatever's happening.
Not
Boo
Fest. You keep getting Christmas and Halloween confused on this podcast.
I was
going
to say Boo Fest.
Right. Whatever
it
is.
That would be the light up.
You mean the Santa?
Bardstown Road of Glow.
Bardstown Road of Glow, where you can get on the trolley with Santa and do all that shit.
Yeah, I think I'll probably be gone to Winter Warmer in Nashville, but...
You're not going to be on the float with Santa?
You're going to be one of his elves? Probably not.
So you're going to Winter Warmer in Nashville?
It'd be beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Nashville.
Nashville.
Not Asheville. Nashville.
Yeah. Well, tell those Winter Warmer people that we would love to have one here.
A Winter Warmer here would be awesome. Maybe somebody will put one of those together soon.
Let's hope so.
We can only dream.
So December 7th, Value Market. Other than that, there's nothing really huge going on this winter.
There was a thing today at Against the Grain with Damaris Phillips where they released a collaboration beer called Get Your Southern Heart On, and we will be drinking that here in a second. It's a Roush.
I see what they did.
I've got it on. All right.
I'm looking at Sam's Howler right now, and it's the Roush beer with ancho chili. So it's
got a
little pepper.
I can't wait to try this.
Don't they call that a bullet? Wouldn't that be Sam's bullet?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't. That guy gets offended if you call it Howler. Yeah. That's a bullet. So you're looking at Sam's bullet.
Sam's bullet.
Brown, big brown bullet.
Big brown bullet. I think his wife.
Did you clean that off?
Oh boy.
So yeah, Against the Grain donated some beer to us tonight, and we're also drinking some Rest of the Market Sweetwater. They got us the blue, which we started out with drinking their wheat ale.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty decent. I'm not a big wheat fan, but mm-hmm. it's good for the style, right?
Yeah. And speaking of wheat, you know, we have some of the Sweetwater wheat, the IPA, the 420, which is Scotty's favorite.
Yeah.
And
I do love the 420 IPA. That is for sure.
And also, we're drinking 10-speed hoppy wheat, which is from Bloomington Brewing Company. The other BBC, which is where Sam Cruise actually got his feet wet. And I think, Scotty, didn't you go there a couple weekends ago?
No, I just went there Monday.
Oh, well,
We're drinking some pretty fresh beer from, like, Monday.
So. Yeah. No. It's good, man. This is better than Gumball Head.
No.
And I said that on Twitter.
Our friend Tracy won some tickets to win the right to buy whatever the sour thing was at Upland. And so we cruised up to Powerhouse Brewing Company, which we went to their tap room, not their actual brewery, which is in Columbus, Indiana, and it's really cool. Their diesel stout, I brought back a growler, was awesome. Their IPA was awesome. Their APA was awesome.
What all did you have at the tap room that night?
The IPA
you brought a bunch
bitter.
Of that.
The IPA is super bitter, and the diesel stout was what I had, but when they filled the kit, I tried to get three beers and a growler filled, and I had four beers below that day. Three at Powerhouse and one at Bloomington. Hmm. But the growler wasn't all the way full, so you know it oxidized and it was a little flat. But it is awesome. Yeah. So that
everything
was in Columbus.
You brought back was great.
And then we cruised down to Bloomington Brewing Company and I had the beer we're having right now. I had it on cask and it was absolutely amazing on cask. Hung out there. What else did I have there? Had a couple of those. I had the Rooftop. I brought back a growler of Rooftop.
GABF winner, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, it was actually Indiana.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it wasn't overall. It was Indiana.
Yeah.
It's an awesome beer for sure. And their pizza's pretty great, too. So we hung out there, went over to Upland, got the beer.
We'll discuss that on our pizza podcast that we host on that's released on Wednesday night.
All
right. Yeah.
Sure. Then went to Upland, had three Oktoberfests.
LouisvillePizza.com.
And went to an Indiana basketball game just on the fly. So it was a good day.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Are you now an official Hoosier?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Since you're a UK fan, does that taint your blood?
There goes our taint-free podcast.
My blood has not been tainted at all from my trip and
tainted
time in
love?
India.
What? Tainted love?
I think that should be the music coming in to the podcast.
Yeah, we'll change things.
Tainted Love.
Can you do your impersonation
of the
opening of our podcast?
Yeah, Scott, let's do your impression of the opening of the podcast.
No, I'll do that some other time. No, man.
Beer's getting fancy.
It is getting beer is getting fancy.
It is.
Hooray, beer.
Is Andrew still here?
Yeah,
Andrew.
Here. Andrew.
Oh, what? We've got a guest here in the studio. Well, oh, my God.
I wasn't sure if I was like, supposed to be interrupting.
No.
It's
like any other conversation we have. You jump in and say shit.
Okay, okay.
Can we do John King's rapid fire section with Andrew?
Yeah, you have some questions.
Yeah, I've actually been looking forward to this.
Yeah, let's go.
You like it rapid?
Often.
What was your favorite? When you were the brewer, what was your favorite Sun King beer?
WeMac.
WeMac? Not the barrel age, just regular WeMac.
Just regular WeMac, yeah. It was actually just really solid beer. They did a lot of like one-offs with it too. We did like a cocoa nib with it. We did a roasted pepper beer with it. It was just a really, really awesome beer just to experiment with.
If you had to drink one beer from a Louisville brewery other than BBC for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ooh. Damn.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit. I guess, okay, rapid fire. First thought. 35K Milk Stout.
Mm. Oh, I love that beer. I had it the other night. It's awesome.
They have a 70K?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I've never had that before.
Delicious.
Favorite place to eat in Louisville?
Dragon King's Daughter.
Dragon King's. Did you go for the sushi fusion or pizza?
Pizza's pretty awesome.
Propecia.
No, the sashimi little salmon pizza got fucking awesome. But the sushi is great too.
Which came first, chicken or egg?
Well, if you believe in God, God created all of nature's animals. So God created the chicken, and then the chicken defiled herself and probably had premarital sex and then laid that fucking egg.
Yeah. And I ate the chicken and then I ate it.
That's why we eat chickens, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, it's eternal punishment.
If you had to open mouth kiss Sam Cruise or David Pierce, who would it be?
Can it be just one?
I have two answers.
I would say Dave Pierce after he went on like a 5-mile jog. You know, so that way I could just really get the breath in me.
Cotton mouth.
I think it'd be beautiful. It'd be a good collaboration.
What's your favorite TV show currently on the air?
King of the Hill, I guess. I mean, that's not on
King
the
of the Hill hasn't played.
Well, okay, shit in Christ.
Is that on still?
Let's see.
No.
Yeah. Well, Eastbound and Down or Unsung, which is on TV One.
I don't know what that is.
It's like old R&B.
They put is that the Sanford Sun Channel?
No, man. It's old R&B artists that like got like one hit wonders and then. It's pretty fucking awesome.
If you had to,
is it a singing show like The Voice?
No. It's like Behind the Music, like VH1, but for like Motown. Right. And then it's always awful. It's always like, and then heroin happened, or someone got murdered. But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So it's always a sob story.
If who was your favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Donatello.
Good. I was gonna say
strong.
For some reason, knew you'd say that.
If you had to dress up like a specific kind of woman for Halloween, who would it be?
Or for Christmas?
I do have a drag queen like name. It would be Hibiscus.
Hibiscus.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you wear stilettos or flats?
Stilettos. It kind of makes it all
hello.
Pop. I mean,
hello.
What the fuck kind of question is that?
That's good.
Fucking.
That's my rapid fire. I'm done for that.
Yeah, well, wow. Thanks, man. Well,
I got one for you. Yazoo or blue pants?
Oh, God. Yeah, Zoo. Yeah, fucking Zoo.
I like blue pants.
I appreciate blue pants. Don't get me wrong.
I love blue pants.
But blue pants is, blue pants. And, you know, for that, that's
What's the other one in Alabama? I had one the other day.
Straight to Ale.
Straight to Ale.
IPA. Yeah.
Laka and Laka.
Those are some great guys, and they owe us some BBC t-shirts from Nashville.
Yeah, Straight to Ale makes them.
So we're coming for you, Dan.
Good beer.
Speaking of good beer, this Keep Your Southern Heart On is fucking amazing.
It's a Rauch.
Oh, my
Rauch.
God.
It's a little spicy.
Peppers and spice and
it
everything
is
nice.
Spicy.
It's hot.
I love it.
It's hot when it goes down my throat.
It really is. It's fucking perfect, man.
You know, it's it is very spicy. It's good, though. I like it.
This could contend with the jalapeno smoked porter.
Yeah.
A different style, obviously.
It is.
But
it's got that
the
nice
perfect amount of spice. Maybe.
And I hate hot.
It's got more spice, I think.
Yeah, it's got more.
It's like that smokiness to it.
Yeah, it's perfect.
This will get you a ring of fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
It will definitely get your ring of fire
It absolutely does not sell.
And we're looking up this howler and take it home with us later.
Speaking of ATG, we're looking forward to having Mr. Cruz on the podcast in a couple of weeks, hopefully, probably December.
There's maybe an on-site.
Maybe podcast. An on-site.
Yeah. So stay tuned for details on that. What were you going to say, John? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah. That's all right.
Don't get your feelings all hurt.
John Worth has a degree in RTV. Okay, do not give this guy the leeway he needs on this podcast.
So I want to know how you guys got here. Did Andrew give you a tow on the on his bike? Were you riding up Arsene Road on his upgraded. Handlebars?
He has a car.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Actually, we tarked here together.
it's dependable most of the time. You can bring 6 barrels on there. No problem.
Yeah, I've seen the photo.
Cornice.
God, that's the best photo.
There's a photo of you on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, God, you haven't seen that?
I needed to get a 6 barrel. And mind you, the 6 barrel was empty. I was not transporting alcohol on a tarked bus. Let's make that perfectly clear. But
you were leaving.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be a funny photo op. So yeah, I didn't have a car and my bike was a little messed up because I've strapped on a 6 barrel.
I strapped on
a 6 barrel and just plowed through traffic.
It's probably not the first time you've strapped on.
Chindos. Anyways. So yeah, so I decided just to take the 6 barrel and tarc bus. Worked beautifully.
John Worth just kissed his glass.
I did. Holy shit.
Which means he's kissing Sam Cruz's ass.
Yeah. Well,
he's kissing his ring of fire, so to say.
How long have you been growing? Okay, it is November. It's No Shave November. How long has that beard been going?
3 months.
3 months?
Wow. Yeah.
Pretty bushy.
Well, hey, yeah. I can stick pens in there, I found out.
Yeah,
nice.
I got about 3 pens in it last night when I was drunk.
How many are in there right now?
Well, there's a couple toothpicks.
Do you prefer clean shaven or a bushy kind of thing?
Sounds a little weird. Think about what you just asked, Ken.
I think that's the point.
See, I like highlights, you know, like, you know.
Frosted tips.
Yeah. A little bit of gel ain't bad, you know. It's a beautiful thing. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, I always beat it up, right?
What was that you said to me like the other day that it would be like throwing a hot dog down a hallway or something?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You just made that reference and said that.
There's a lot of terms that
it'd be like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So why were you guys talking about your mom?
Oh, burn.
That's not even funny. She's terribly unattractive.
You can dish it out.
Can't you ask him some questions?
Why don't you ask him some questions, man? Come on. What's good?
I just did.
I'm going to ask a question. Because there's like 15 different BBCs and they're all owned by different people, you often get that question of like, do you have any affiliation with this BBC or this BBC?
Yeah, it's kind of a little strange, you know, and especially...
We like some strange.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I love strange. as often as possible. I love Craigslist. Anyways... So
is that how you got your job at BBC? Is on Craigslist?
Actually, I did. Actually, I really did. They were hiring kitchen people, and I was like, "Well,
oh, really?
Yeah." And that opened up a Third Street store as a cook there. And
so yeah, I want to talk about
up.
That.
Yeah.
So you're a home brewer, or you were?
I was. I stopped because like I can't always brew all the time, or else I'd burn myself out.
Absolutely.
Fly kites.
Speaking of that, hey Scott.
Scott,
burn yourself. I don't know what you're talking about.
He said burnout.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Point taken.
So, Andrew.
So you've been homebrewing for how long then?
I guess it was started when I was 19.
Wow.
I was just tired of drinking cheap beer.
Sure.
Like, I had a fake ID. Mm-hmm. But yeah, St. Ides wasn't really working for me.
Yeah.
So I just started brewing. And
that's
then,
awesome.
Yeah. Stole a lot of things from plumbing, like people's. love plumbing fixtures from people. Recycling days were awesome because there's a whole bunch of bottles you can just steal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being really cheap about it.
Yeah.
So or DIY.
You were homebrewing for how long before you got the job at BBC as assistant brewer?
Probably about 3 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a quick rise to power.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you just get an AOL instant message?
I don't know what that was.
ASL?
Yeah, got...
question mark.
Somebody's Facebooking me. Hold on a minute.
Who is that?
It might be a question for...
Why does your
read it on here, whatever it is. Read whatever that question is and who it's from.
It'd be...
What's your weight status mean worth? Is it...
it was not. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It must have been Dan.
Lee Rossman. Isn't that the mustache guy?
Will you take me sailing?
We'll get to these in a minute.
Yeah. Willie, take me sailing.
Did your wife just buy something for you at Target and use an app with your name on it?
I'm a shopaholic, but for beer.
Phil.
Yeah, I wasn't going there, but you know.
I'm a shopaholic, but for beer.
This is peppery as shit.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, it'll warm you up, that's for sure.
So you were assistant brewer for Jeremy for like a year?
Yeah, well, I guess I worked first with Jerry for a little bit before he went to Against the Grain. And then I worked with Eileen, Martin, worked with Silo, and Bloomington and Upland and just all around badass.
Yeah.
She's like
obviously
4'5".
Yeah. She's great.
Yeah. And then worked with Jeremy for a little bit. It sucked. Went to Sun King. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. So Sun King's more production though, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of why you took that to learn more production.
Sun King's been kicking ass ever since Sun King. I was at GABF when they went nuts.
They won 8 medals.
Yeah, and ever since then they've just. I mean, they collaborated with Oscar Blues. They just
that Osiris and the
Osiris, the Wee Mac, Sunlight Cream Ale.
God,
and just all the one-offs that they do, especially their sour program, it's really been just expanding.
That beer, what is the name of this beer again? The ATG beer?
Keep Your Southern Heart On.
That is the most spicy beer ever, dude.
I fucking love it.
I just can't get enough.
I'm breaking out this 10-speed to try to like cool it off. Down. Yeah.
I'll finish
it.
The Howler. I'll take care of it.
I'll take care of this.
Man.
Yeah, I'm not a huge pepper beer fan. I had some this weekend.
Well, see, unlike you guys, I'm not such a pussy about hot stuff.
Oh,
so.
Ouch.
You're just a pussy about everything else.
I guess that's what it is, yeah.
I can't wait till your wife listens to this and beats you.
Again.
Really mean.
Wow. Man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. I almost said something I shouldn't have on here.
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah,
so,
go on, man.
When you left BBC and went to Sun King and then came back here, what was your impression when, I mean, I know you've been back to Louisville and stuff like that, but what was your impression about the Louisville beer scene when you came back? Like, how much different it was when you
changed
left?
In 8 months?
Oh, I guess, shit, it was 8 months? Fucking rescind that question then.
Yeah, I would say really, well, it wasn't too much. I guess now there's a lot more shit going on.
They knocked down the Speedway at rallies and Broadway. And
yeah, that was fucking tragedy, man. That was awesome people watching. That rally, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. It's a smoothie king now, right?
No, there's nothing, man. It's a bald knob.
It's just a...
If you could see one thing happen to Louisville beer brewery-wise, what would it be?
I would like to see a malting house. Like, there's, like, somewhere who... Like, some place that just did, like, micro-malting. That'd be fucking fantastic.
How hard would that be to start?
I don't know. I'm really not qualified to answer that question. Yeah. I know enough about malting. But as far as like,
could a coffee roastery?
Are you
it?
Talking about milkshakes, like malt milkshakes?
No. So you take the barley, right? And the barley comes from the stalks. Then you kind of soak it for a little bit. And the barley thinks like, "Holy fuck, I'm gonna grow into a plant." And you say, "Nuh-uh."
You're like,
"Nuh-uh." So at that point, it starts converting the starches into sugars and then creates those enzymes.
Yeah.
You crack off that like acrospire, that little sprout that comes off, and then like dry it from there. So it's pretty
and then
much
you
just,
roast it too.
Yeah, you
right?
can roast it, yeah. you can toast it, you can throw acid on it even for acidulated
Scott?
Malt.
I quit that back in like 93, man. Scott? I don't do that anymore.
Bullshit.
I
was 11 years old. I didn't have pubes back then.
I think Scott was 47 then.
Yeah, whatever.
Scott's old.
That's hilarious. So you'll be there. You'll be old one of these days too.
Hey, Scott, how are your knees feeling? They suck?
From what?
I don't know. Why don't you give him a feel up? Why don't you feel his knees for him?
Why don't you not?
See how they feel.
Wow, I'm caught in.
So this beer
in the middle. So beer, yeah. Beer. Back to beer.
So, yeah.
Okay.
If you could see, I'm going to ask another question.
Yeah.
If you could have any brewery that's not distributed to Kentucky, what would it be?
Ooh.
Have any beer or have any beer distributed here?
Distributed here.
Okay.
I don't know. Yingling?
Yingling. Really? Strong. I think a lot of people here in town would agree.
Man,
with you.
That would be so
most
awesome.
Overrated beer.
We have to have those guys
history.
On the podcast.
Well, I mean,
when
I just
they
like, oh, well, okay. Actually, I take that back. New Glarus.
Yeah.
Because there's no fucking way that they would ever come here. But still, like, their fucking beer is awesome.
So,
So Yingling, do you like Yingling Lager?
It's beach beer. I mean, that's what I call it.
I tell you what, let's take this and go to the New Glarus philosophy. New Glarus only distributes where? Wisconsin.
Yep, only in the one state.
What do you think about that as a brewer? Should you only distribute in your state or should you go to other states?
Well, there's a certain beauty to it, like where you can control where your beer goes at. There's some places that will just like expand in law markets and then you can't control it. Like if you have your beer going like 37 states, you know, there's not going to get rotated and may or may not be sold. So you kind of have to concentrate in one little specific area. You know, it'll go to certain certain volume, but mm-hmm. you can oversaturate. I don't think it's a bad idea at all. Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about the Heady Topper, the Alchemist?
No.
Or we kind of cover that on the website.
I wrote it in a fucking article. Yeah. Read that.
Have you guys, we need to do a little spell checking on the, I just read that a while ago. There may be a couple typos on
Oh, really?
The, yeah, I mean, I know nobody's listening to this, but us and Andrew is probably going to go home and listen. You may want to revisit that. I read it a little earlier before I came up here.
Then you could proofread it.
I'm not a proofreader.
God is our new editor-in-chief.
No.
That's all.
I'm not. Hey, look, man. I just went through there. I was like, well, I'll see what that's about. Bang. And
the first article Scott's ever read on the website.
All I did was...
like, oh, really? That's on there?
I did Microsoft Word, spell check, and then read through it once. You know what? I write the same way so I don't miss my own errors.
Yeah.
I didn't know you're fucking Ernest Hemingway.
I am so not.
Yeah,
but,
Scott, we've been trying
you know,
to
I did,
talk
I did,
Scott.
I did make it out of the fourth grade, dude. If you want to go back and look, you'll see what
yeah,
I'm talking about.
Yeah, but fourth grade at your hometown is probably the equivalent of a kindergarten at most.
I'll tell you what, if you're equating it to that, then what you've written and posted on that website, then you're fucking... I don't even want to say what I'm like thinking because it's like brutal and it'll get deleted. So let's just move on.
So I've been trying to get Scott to write a drinking on the cheap with Scott Likens.
I don't drink on the cheap anymore. I'm never out anymore.
Yeah,
he drinks on the cheap.
I used to be running around drinking all the time. I'm never out like I used to be drinking beer. I mean,
sure.
Why is that?
Well, because I'm working at BBC. I mean, I'm not out, you know, three or four nights a week.
Yeah.
Well, I drink a couple beers, but you know, it is what it is.
You go to Boom Boss and you go to other places.
But not with the frequency like I mean, not like I used to.
Hmm.
So
it is getting hot in here. Open the door. Yeah,
John Worth just took his shirt off, everybody.
Oh yeah.
I've never seen I know it's dinner time, but we just got some pancake nipples going on.
Holy shit.
Break out the syrup.
I'm good. So what's the questions on line for
Are
Andrew?
We ready to go there yet?
I don't know. I mean, we're just talking. Let's go there. It might spur some more stupid conversation with
probably will.
Andrew.
That's the thing we've started doing on our Facebook page is mm-hmm. before the podcast is we'll ask our loving audience to ask questions for our all four people that like
are these
us on
people
Facebook.
That love the 502 or Louisville Brews? I mean, are these people that read that?
No, LouisvilleBeer.com. LouisvilleBeer.com.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, what is that? What
you haven't heard of that?
What are you guys talking about?
It's this new website that just started, LouisvilleBeer.com.
I heard it's awful.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, there's this one girl crying about it. She said
I just can't
like
get enough.
Her.
Yeah.
Why? Did they post a picture of her? And
I don't know. She was like, she just really just said it ruined her. She was crying. I don't know. That's just what I saw. But anyway, so what's going on?
So Lee Rossman, one of the owners of Lore Brewing out of Danville, Kentucky, wants to know, how is the view from up there? You're tall, get it?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. You're tall. Yeah. Well, it sucks walking through door frames.
I bet.
It's like not the door frame, but the little like swinging arm thing.
Oh.
That's the motherfucker
the
right there.
The little arm.
Yeah, yeah,
auto
yeah.
closing.
Did you play any sports in high school? Because you're a big guy.
Yeah, I did track and rugby.
Nice.
They had rugby in high school?
Yeah, yeah.
Where the fuck
did
you go?
Eastern High School.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was like a communal team, I guess, or something like that. It was like
I bet they hated seeing his ass out on the field. You know,
like, it's a weird sport, man. It's a weird sport.
I'm sick.
Yeah, it's fun though, man.
One time dated a rugby girl in college. It was crazy.
Holy shit. Really? Yeah. She was straight.
Surprising. Well, maybe.
Not after she's finished dating him.
It could have been a tranny. Rugby player.
Wrong with that? It's a beautiful thing.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
Congrats.
So they never tried to get you to play like basketball because.
They tried to. Yeah. I'm kind of clumsy.
Yeah.
I got good reflexes, so that compensates for my clumsiness. Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
It is good.
John Worth just got an erection.
But yeah, no basketball. Fucking hate it.
Drink all the rest of it. You can have it.
Oh, I will. I'm taking it home. I'm going to open up some 420 here from Sweetwater.
Open up that, what is that? The High Wire Pale Ale?
Yeah, where's that from?
Asheville.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Asheville beer?
Yeah.
No, it's actually from, damn it. It's from the Three Ring Brewing Company, LLC, High Wire Brewing.
So 420 is out if anybody wants any.
Yeah.
All right, so we all talk
the beer, Scott. Calm down.
Why is it just me in here? Like, let's not, you know.
Why is it just what?
Really?
We asked him how the view was.
I like giving you that.
Did we ever get an answer how the view was?
Oh,
yeah, how was the view?
Is he talking
fucking
about the
spectacular.
TV show?
I can see dandruff, receding hairlines, and cleavage.
Oh, wow.
It's a pretty good view, actually.
So, wow. Scott, you can go buy some stilts online, I think, if you're looking.
How do you know that I already don't have a pair?
You're right. You probably do. So, John Ritter. Mm-hmm.
Wait,
who's it?
John Ritter from the TV
Three's
show?
Company? No.
Come on, knock on our door.
That's me.
John Ritter, ex-Cumberland brewer.
Where's the opener?
Susan Summers titties, blah, 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 blah.
Cleavage.
So John Ritter wants to know, will you take him sailing?
Yeah, not until it gets a little bit warmer.
Let's talk about your sailing. Because I thought that was a joke the other
no,
day.
No, yeah, no, yeah, no. I really enjoy sailing.
On the river?
Yeah, on the river.
Yeah, because there's tons of sailboats on the river.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
I was surprised.
I went sailing a couple times, and then I ended up buying a sailboat because I got it for really, really, really cheap.
Where do you find that? Craigslist, your favorite site?
Actually, no. I went to Duffy's Landing, which Duffy's. Is where I launched from.
Nice. .com?
No, oh. not .com. The boat
is that
was there
a Payside or free?
Dot down by the river, I think.
I know Duffy's.
And then, yeah, I just bought it there. It's like a little 16-foot one. Yeah, just, I don't know. I love going underneath the bridges and it's like catching a little upskirt from the bridges.
Has anyone ever yelled at you, "Hey, lady, there's a fat whale on your boat"?
Is that a Tommy Boy reference?
Yeah, it is.
I tried.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
That was quick.
Some of it was like sitting in the middle, like the dead of the wind. I'm like, it'd be great if I had a little fucking wind right now.
When he was talking about getting a boat, I tried, man.
Boat.
I wanted him to get a pontoon.
Like pontoon.
I mean, think about it. We could all hang out on it, park it down at the
No.
Yes.
See, the difference is when Andrew's in a boat, it's a big man in a boat. But if Scotty was in a boat, he'd be a little man in a boat. Boom.
Well, I'm working on sailing, and I want to sail down to New Orleans.
Do you not know that reference?
I know that reference, but it's just so far-reaching.
So far-reaching?
Yeah.
It was kind of stupid.
So you sail. You sail.
Yeah, I really enjoy sailing. John, I will never take you sailing. Mainly because I hate you, John.
Wow.
Ritter, not you.
Oh,
not
my
you.
God. I was about
John,
to say.
John, if you're listening to this.
Get the fuck off my podcast. Then.
Maybe you guys could come back and settle that on another podcast.
Yeah. We could have like.
Maybe so.
Yeah, I worked with him briefly for BBC. So yeah, we could just have like a cage match almost. If you're up for that, John Ritter.
Bring it. Christopher Owen has like 14 questions here. Christopher Owen is the president of Loggers.
Yep.
And he wants to know, which yeast would you like to experiment with?
Well, I've actually been really working on that with my yeast propagation. I'm doing a hybrid yeast or strain of a California common.
Did you get that over at Jim Porter's last weekend?
No. I got VD that night.
Oh, okay.
But it's cool, you know. It's kind of
Valentine's Day. It's pretty early for that.
Hey, you got to start early,
roll
dude.
Over there.
Yeah, well, you know,
Jim Porter. So now we pissed off Jim Porter's. Add that to our list of sponsors.
Hey,
not to contact.
So sad.
I went there one time and I drank free the whole night. It was phenomenal.
Yeah. You can do that.
Well,
but
a bunch of dudes are buying you drinks or what?
Fucking ain't right, Johnny.
Yeah.
Well, it's places you go to feel good about yourself again. Jim Porter has that.
Yeah.
Hey. Take it easy on the Jim Porter's crowd, all right?
Hey, I love it. I love it.
I mean, he's already pissed off everybody at Chex, man. I mean, I see where this is going right now.
So, you've pissed off Taints, Chex, and Jim Porter's?
You're not allowed to say Taint anymore on here. Yeah. We got a letter.
It's a taint-free podcast.
This one is Taint, but, you know.
Yeah, so,
did you like my comment on Facebook? I said, oh, this joke's funny. No, it taint.
Did I see that?
I don't know.
So I guess to answer that, it would be a California common yeast.
Okay.
That's going to be my next one.
Christopher Owen also wants to know, who won the AHA rally competition?
Who did I'd win like that, to know Andrew? That.
Yeah,
there are people wanting to know that.
It was John Markham. We tasted it probably about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And what was it?
Well, we did a common wort. So I've contacted him. He hasn't gotten me back to his recipe yet. But we did a common wort, and then everyone can add in their own little adjuncts to it.
What did he add? What did he?
He hasn't gotten me back to that yet.
Okay. So.
John Markham has a fantastic mustache, if anyone's ever saw that. We call him Raleigh Fingers, if anybody knows who we're referencing here.
I know Raleigh Fingers. Somehow.
Yeah, well,
how? Was that real
person?
A
sports reference. I don't know. And I know it.
You made a sports reference the other day.
You're like 10. You're like Julio. You're both 10.
Is that a porn star?
I'm just saying.
10?
Yeah.
You're young, is what he means.
I am.
Yeah.
See, well, Scott and I are old. You guys
are 30. I'm 31. I've lived years.
I don't know. I think
you're old enough.
He's starting to change a lot, don't you think?
I think so. He's really growing up.
He is maturing right in front of us.
Are you talking about my receding hairline?
Amongst other things.
Holy shit.
But Andrew here, you're like 22, right?
I'm 26 years old.
Yeah.
So, you're really only 26?
I'm really only 26, that's awesome. Yeah.
Hey, I love that you're the fucking head brewer at BBC Brew Pub and you're that young.
And you
that's
know what?
Badass. That's something to be proud of.
I'm really working on just making the best beers possible.
You're going places, dude.
Thanks, man.
For real.
But you want to know what will let you bring you back down to the Andrew's 26?
What's that?
It's when you drive 5 hours to a beer fest and you get down there to walk into a place to go in a bar, and we can't get in anywhere because Andrew doesn't have his
ID. Scott, do you want to talk about beer fest? Do you want to talk about, like, how many times have you been, like, brought back to the hotel room by the police?
Once.
Once. On average, how many times do you almost get in a fight on a beer trip?
None.
On average.
No.
Once per
fucking
week.
Bullshit.
You're crazy.
Once
dude.
Per week, I think is
no.
what you meant.
I will agree with Andrew on this, that I've never been with Scott in a beer trip, but I could see that happening.
It's amazing. Oh. You just, like, out party me. Like,
so we're talking about the social marketing nightmare.
Oh, a social marketing nightmare. Yeah, I'll let you know. I am not, okay. I told some girl, she was like,
we don't even have to get into it.
But
it
wasn't that offensive. Well, I mean,
I think you should tell the story.
I guess you can edit this out if it's terrible or something. So this girl.
She works for another brewery.
Yeah, she works for another brewery. It doesn't matter. We were standing on a dock overlooking this river. It was beautiful.
Chattanooga.
River.
And, Chattanooga. Was it just you two?
There's some other people, but they don't matter. So,
so Scott was with you.
Yeah, really doesn't matter. His hair is shorter then. This is fucking atrocious. It looks like crabgrass.
The poor man's afro.
It is.
Standing there, and she was talking about how she like wishes she had a penis so she could piss off of it. I was like, you can. You just gotta like pop the hood and just like, you know, like a cobra. I heard it called. She's like, and she was like. What? And I was like, just pop the hood. And she called me a PR nightmare.
Nice. It was the funniest fucking thing.
Pop the hood.
Yeah. Apparently pop the hood can be offensive.
King Cobra. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've known girls who call it the Cobra, you know.
I've never heard of that in my life, and I'm pretty well diverse. Wow.
You're getting old, man. That's just what it is.
I'm going to Google that when this podcast is over.
Google search Blue Waffle, too.
Is that anything like the blue Sweetwater?
It's so, beautiful. No, just Blue Waffle.
Didn't we get into this last time, these references of names like this?
I think so.
Like Russian bobsled and
no,
all that,
that
stuff.
Was like four or five podcasts
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago. Yeah.
Dude, we're 10 in at this point. We're like...
Yeah, I bet you're 10. I bet you're 10 in for sure.
They all run together at this point.
Yeah.
So Christopher Owen also wants to know, what's the key to getting big hop flavor and aroma in beer?
So that's a good question.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Shut.
He's asking Andrew.
Yeah, he's asking
Scotty.
Me. Scott.
Scotty.
Scotty.
He likes Scotty.
He doesn't
Sorry,
like
Andrew.
Scotty.
All right, so you're asking, I guess, two things.
It doesn't
one
matter,
thing
Johnny.
To really, really accentuate the flavor and aroma is don't go too heavy in the first edition of hops in the boil. Okay. Like if you're doing a 90-minute boil and you're putting one in 75 minutes in, you're putting 130 and then one in 15 minutes, don't go too bitter. Use a little bit more hops in the middle where you can get that flavor.
Right.
And aroma, just
That's the last one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I would do a last edition and then also kind of like a whirlpool. And I guess if you're doing homebrewing, it would be once you actually start shocking the wort through the little wort chiller.
Could you pass me the 420 over here?
No.
Pass the Ducci on the left hand side.
Pass the Ducci on the left hand.
I just asked for the beer.
Yeah. So thanks again, Sweetwater, for sending some beer for the podcast.
Thank you for coming to Kentucky.
We're so happy here in Kentucky.
I think we may get an interview with the one and only Curtis MacArthur this week. Sorry, Curtis.
He's the rep for this area, right?
Yep. He is now. So I'm not sure. So what the long range on that is, but yeah, Curtis. I think he's going to be in town Wednesday or Thursday, and I think we may get to sit down and chat with him.
That'd be great.
And get some audio.
That'd be great.
We may get some tape.
So yeah, that's all the questions we have on Facebook. Check our Facebook page and ask these people questions because we get the fucking celebrities on this podcast.
It's pretty impressive.
I mean, Andrew, I'm surprised you're here.
I had a lot of things to do.
Why don't you go ahead and talk and give all John Worth all this unchecked anger you had?
Unchecked anger?
Yeah. What's up with that?
Tell him.
You want to do this?
I don't know.
Yeah, I do. I started it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
What's it about?
We can edit it out, goddammit. Okay, so why did I get skipped like six goddamn times? I love the other people who I got skipped for, don't get me wrong.
Right.
Yeah, and that was a goddamn contingency today.
It's John Worth's fault.
It's not
blame
my fault.
Him.
Yeah, yeah. It was you guys were like, "Oh, Andrew,
we've got a running list." Mm-hmm. Someone dropped out last minute.
We have a running
list. The guy from Walgreens.
From Walgreens couldn't come, so we got Andrew to come in.
Thanks, guys.
No, I'm
Walgreens
sorry.
About
that. No, you're not sorry.
I am sorry, and you gave me the biggest bear hug when I walked in.
It's because you walked in. Because I cared about you.
Did you feel it, John's through the hug?
John threw the hug.
he
was breathing heavy because I was kind of squeezing the life out
of
him.
He's kind
of
big, too.
But, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm well-rounded.
Yeah.
So what new beers can we expect from you in the next couple months?
BBC? I have the Ebenezer definitely coming out. I've done a dry Irish stout, and then I'm going to do a barrel-aged version of that. Awesome. I've been doing a lot of experimental barrel-aged stuff. Most recently did barrel-aged porter. We're going to release a bourbon barrel alt as well, nice. And then an unfruited mead as well, which is really awesome because an unfruited mead is a great vessel to like really taste the bourbon barrel effects on a beer, because it's a kind of mellow mead bracket. So it's just pretty much honey.
What'd you call Scott?
Are you?
What?
Did you tell me you're thinking about doing a barrel aged nut brown down there a while ago at Boom Boss?
Yeah.
I thought you told me that. I wasn't for sure.
Yeah, really I've been working on a lot of them. The browns have really been surprising.
But you specifically said the barrel-aged nut brown. I wasn't for sure.
I'd probably do a little specialty beer I did there called the Mild Davis. I've done that before. So it's just a really nice little brown English mild.
Dig it.
So bottling, you do some small batch bottling.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
The Rye 75, is
we
that
did
that
Rye
right
75,
now?
And that's actually been doing really well.
That's a good beer.
Yeah, yeah, it's sold really, really well in the stores.
And that's brewery only. Oh, it's in stores too?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I believe Liquor Barn has it. We've been kind of chugging along with bottles.
What's next in the bottling?
Well, I have a mead and then also the Ebenezer. I'm going to be doing another batch of the Heine Brothers Coffee Stout and then putting that in bottles.
That's a good one too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love that beer.
It works really well, especially with like floats. Just put a little ice cream in there.
You know what? I just made an ice cream float with breakfast out the other night.
Oh, wow.
And it was fucking good.
It's so decadent.
Is that local?
It's not, actually. No, that's from Founders.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
You know,
the local thing. You know, I mean, there's great local beer here, but it's limited. So we've got to branch out. You know, there's been a lot of talk about
support other breweries too
about beer trading since our last podcast, and you know, I don't think there's anything wrong
it's what's good for one brewery is good for another brewery. I mean,
it doesn't hurt.
I mean, but
anyone.
Ultimately, local. But I mean, you know, you gotta drink beers from other places.
I mean, I got a guy from one of my buddies in Santa Cruz is sending me St. Adair's Rustic Ales. He's pretty much sending me 10 of their beers.
St. Ides? What?
St. Adair's. For 10 against the grain beers. So we're pretty much, I'm sending him 10 beers.
I think we need to get that breathalyzer up here from the Louisville, the Brewfest. And
I said St. Adair's.
I was joking.
Put a couple of
said
beers
Saint
in
Ives. Oh. He said St. Adair's.
St. Adairis. It's from California.
Say it again.
St. Adairis. Rustic Ales, also known as Sarah.
So they should set up a booth outside the back door here. Is that what you're
maybe
saying?
They probably get at least $8 if it was $2 a piece. Right. Scott, well, actually $6 tonight. I don't have a car.
Scotty's probably sitting out waiting at the back door.
Not really. I haven't been to the back door in a long time. The bar.
It's good to try it.
The bar. Yeah.
They make strong drinks. I will give them that. Fantastic bar.
I love the waves of drunk people that go there. Like,
it's a crazy place.
What about you brewed the other night? What time did you start? What time did you end the other night? Tell them about that.
I started like 4:30 in the afternoon, finished up at 1 in the morning.
St. Matthew's bar crowd rolling around.
What the hell happened at St. Matthew's in the middle of the night? It was awful.
I can't imagine, especially with Drake's being next door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you go to Drake's? Do you check out the ladies at Drake's?
Well, the thing was, is like they're wearing like tube tops and boots.
Yeah,
fucking cold as shit, and there's like running. It's like, they'd run across a mellow mushroom. So running against traffic across the street in high heels, it was pretty beautiful. And then we were grilling out shrimp, so that was pretty delicious. Shrimps.
Yeah, one of my students works at Drake's and tries to tell me you should come, and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't.
Yeah. They have these like giant like Kong Dong, like fucking towers of beer.
But they've got decent beer
dong.
There. They've got
dong.
Decent beer
Drake's,
there.
Drake's has decent beer.
There's just something about that place.
It's not my crowd, but they do well.
I heard Third Eye Blind playing there the other night. Which is great.
And you'd like to be second ear deaf when you hear that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ouch.
See what I did there, Scott?
Third
Eye Blind.
About.
Ear deaf.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Because you don't want to hear it.
That's the fourth thing you've said funny on this in 10 episodes.
I'm good.
I heard a bunch of
so what would my batting average be? Do what?
124.
Oh, yeah, from the art fair thing. Whatever, yeah.
We've come to this.
We've come to what?
A lull in conversation? Is that?
I don't know.
I think it's pretty fucking fantastic.
I mean, what's your problem, dude? Like, you want everybody in here to be manic and all talking at the same time?
So you guys just celebrated your 20th birthday.
Yep, last night, yeah.
That's awesome. So tell me about that event.
Well, we had Dogtoberfest kind of kick it off. A lot of pooches and people occupied the parking lot.
Pooches and people, that should be what it should be called this year.
Are you making a reference to fat people or dogs?
Pooches and people.
What's it, a fupa?
If you click on that, it takes you to the people of Walmart.
One of my favorite sites, by the way.
That's great. I saw you on there last night.
Yeah.
Is that one
of the people of Walmart?
No, I'm kidding.
We had that event going on during the day. We also released the Heine Brothers Coffee Stout and a barrel-aged version of that.
Ooh.
And then we also
How
had...
How was that?
It was really, really delicious.
Out of this world? Yeah.
What we did is I went into a barrel, put in porter for about 3 weeks.
You went into a barrel?
I went inside
of the barrel. That's
a big
motherfucking barrel.
I'm flexible.
Flexible.
Oh, boy.
I can lick my own ear. It's weird.
Wow.
I went into a barrel, took out the porter, and then put right back in the Heine Brothers, kind of like dole out the really like hard end flavors from the flavors of bourbon barrel.
Nice,
and it just kind of resulted in a really like nice, smooth, kind of chocolatey little flavor.
That sounds amazing. Is that still on?
Yep.
Over there. Yeah,
yep.
I might have to on my lunch break
now,
tomorrow.
Are you gonna get any wine barrels and try any sours?
No. Yeah. We got plans. I'm working on our sour and stuff like that. Right now, what I'm doing is getting the brew house in order, which I've kind of already done. Get everything clean and consistent.
Was it in shitty shape?
It's kind of been in bad shape for a while, right?
Yeah. I don't know if you've like heard the Bill of Rights, but it's the fifth. You're gonna say
fifth.
There's a lot
I'm
of great
Bill.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm Captain
Bill.
I don't know.
When I got there after the stewardship of Jeremy, there was a lot of things that weren't great. There's a lot of inconsistency things. So kind of put my leg up on, you know, consistency.
Put your leg up.
Sometimes have to put the leg up to get a good angle on things.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just the tip, you know?
Yeah. And Scott's missing out on all these.
It's
Scott's
beautiful.
Been in the bathroom for like 5 minutes.
He's shaking it more than twice. I guarantee it. Now I'm going to be working on a lot more delicate styles of beer, really like kind of milking that system, seeing what I can get out of there.
Awesome.
And then going in sours. But just kind of working my way.
Are you scared to go in the sours? Because, I mean, that's
not
once you
really
get contaminated.
You just let the funk go. Like I have a sour. I'm bottling a sour.
Are you at home?
Bottling a sour.
Yeah. Julio from BBC Clay. And I did
of rednecking and drunk fame.
Yeah, rednecking. We did a rye barley wine and then stored it in a rye whiskey barrel that held a Berliner Weisse from Beer Engine. So we're going to be bottling that next week. We sampled it. I sampled it on, I think, Tuesday at BBC. Pretty funky. A little bit of green
apple. So when will it be ready? You bottle next week?
We're going to keg it and then bottle next week. It's called the Julio Iglesias Barley Wine, or Jeb for short. So,
nice.
Because Jeb's a redneck name, so Julio Iglesias. And
Iglesias.
Iglesias. It's an English barley wine.
Oh.
See what you did there.
Yeah. Well, clever. Welcome to the party, John.
Yeah. Iglesias.
I need a beer.
That's awesome. Well, we just opened up some Sweetwater IPA.
Oh, it's
IPA.
Empty.
Oh, it's
what
gone.
Else is over there?
Sweetwater 420.
Hand
Sweetwater
me,
IPA.
Pass me the 420.
That would be this one. Right?
Do you want some Doritos with that?
Maybe later. Some Oreos.
Here's the LouisvilleBeer.com bottle opener.
Which is available at?
LouisvilleBeer.com/shop.
For the low price of?
What do I have those up there for?
You know? While we're talking about it. I don't know who won prizes to pick up some Louisville Craft Beer stuff.
They haven't picked them up yet.
No, I drank a couple of beers and gave a shirt to someone the other day that was down there.
So if you're listening and you won the prize from the Louisville Craft Beer Week surveys, go down to BBC Tap Room at the corner of Clay and Main and pick that shit up.
If your shirt size is still there.
If your shirt size is still
there. I think I gave it to
there.
Redneck Julio was who got it.
If not, just shoot me an email, john@louisvillebeer.com, and we'll take care of that for you.
Take care of business. So we got shirts still, bottle openers.
Yep. One hoodie left still.
Yeah.
A large hoodie. It's a large, sorry.
From last year?
I don't have a, like,
in the holidays
are
coming.
Are you talking about the zip-up hoodies?
Oh, there's an XL
I have the one that was at Taproom. I still have one.
Well, you know who won that is the Great Flood dude.
They never.
It was the, like, we picked a winner from the Great
they
Flood.
They have a logo now, I saw.
They but do, yeah.
Whoever it was never claimed their hoodie because it's in my apartment hanging up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Forget it now.
Forget it now.
Smells like
prostitutes
that thing
and cigarettes.
Drag
and ass.
He said prostitutes.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, boy.
Andrew, what else you got for us, buddy?
Anything
else we haven't talked about that you want to...
Anything I haven't talked about? Shit ass.
We talked about shit ass.
Like, yeah, talked about shit ass.
He uses
ass
shit
often.
Ass a lot.
I have a lot of expletives.
Is that your term? Shit ass?
Actually, that's from Jerry and Sam. They started shit ass, I guess, at BBC. I saw it. They had a pickle in a shot glass that they had taped over the top. I guess they tried to, I heard they tried to make Cameron sit on the pickle. And then they put the pickle in a tube and put shit ass on it.
Wow. So how was it working with those dudes? I mean, come on, is there, do you get shit done? Or is it
what,
just,
with Sam? Yeah, well, I mean, Sam worked at Third Street, BBC when I got there and I was down at St. Matthew's. Talked to Sam a little bit while I was cooking there. But I mean, Jerry was like so brief.
Yeah.
And then I was just getting in brewery, so I was just like, tubes, pipes, hoses, woo! Yeah. Like, weren't really paying attention much, other than, like, much.
Other than, like, much.
Yep.
I think that's our podcast, fellas. What do you
that's
think?
That's it.
Yep.
Wrap it up.
I'm spent here. So, great beer tonight, man. What a great selection of brews that we had. A
lot of good beer.
502 of them, I believe.
502 brews.
Wow.
Thank you, Bloomington Brewing Company, Powerhouse Brewing Company, Upland Brewing Company, Sweetwater Brewing Company,
Against the Grain
Brewing Company, and Highwire Brewing Company.
Keep the beer
coming,
breweries.
Hooking us up.
We love this shit. I'm John Worth, your host.
John King.
And Scott Likens, Taint It Up.